I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Have you heard about the idea of the new Earth? Dolores Cannon and Eckhart Tolle write extensively about this. Dolores Cannon was a hypnotherapist who for many years regressed people through trance, enabling them to talk about their past lives. This is called past life regression. Then in the 1980s, she began hypnotizing people who said they'd had UFO experiences or experiences with non-human intelligence, what we often call aliens. She's written several books, which are basically transcriptions of these sessions with her clients. According to Dolores Cannon and many others who write about UFOs, now called UAPs, and non-human intelligence, these beings have to comply to a universal law that forbids them from interfering with the free will of human beings. That means that if you think we're so far gone that we can only be saved by aliens, you're out of luck. Not going to happen. Instead, apparently, we're destined to live out the consequences of our free will. However, there is an interesting loophole to this rule of non-interference. Non-human intelligence may not interfere with our free will, but it can alter conditions of the physical Earth. Cannon suggests that this is being done by non-human intelligence, slowly raising the frequency of the Earth, literally raising the vibration of the Earth, and consequently raising the frequency of human consciousness. Bashar, Abraham, and others say you raise the vibration of your consciousness by essentially being a happier person. Of course, this doesn't mean having more material possessions, but rather becoming more content, stable, and loving through appreciation, gratitude, and helping and loving others through meditation, prayer, and other forms of awareness. You can even go to YouTube and listen to higher frequencies to help you raise your vibration. Okay, by now you probably think this is all a little nuts, but I've tried it, and it certainly has made me a happier, better functioning person. So maybe if you find the whole non-human intelligence idea a bit too woo-woo, maybe you should just go for the positive effect of being a happier person. To do this, at least you have to be open-minded about the idea. It's kind of like having a boat anchored in the harbor. If you have a short anchor line and the tide comes in, raising your boat, and you don't have a long enough line, either your boat gets pulled under the water or your anchor line snaps, neither one being a very good outcome. So perhaps it behooves all of us to at least think about this idea of raising our vibration for the benefits it offers. Many teachers remind us that adjusting to a higher vibration can also be difficult. Sometimes people feel tired or sick, like they have the flu. So it's a time to rest, be aware of changes, and eat well in order to be in sync with your rising frequency. You might also want to try earthing, the idea of being connected literally to the earth by either walking barefoot or using earthing equipment. Earthing can act like an IV drip to help you adjust to the earth's frequency. Cannon and Tolle have both written entire books about the concept of the new earth. But that's for another discussion. In the meantime, as your vibration rises and you become a happier, more joyful person, it's only logical that you'll attract others like yourself, and you'll begin to realize that the world is full of wonderful people, and your job is simply to find them. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.